Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, Nick Foles and the cost of quarterback insurance. For the second straight season, the backup quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles rescued his team and led them deep into the NFL playoffs. Nick Foles replaced the injured Carson Wentz, who had a knee injury in 2017, and guided the Eagles to their first Super Bowl victory in the team's long history with a win last year over the New England Patriots. Foles outdueled legendary quarterback Tom Brady and earned the Super Bowl MVP as well. This season in 2018, the Eagles and Nick Foles agreed on a brand new contract, we'll talk more about that later, which gave Carson Wentz a chance to finish healing from his ACL surgery on his bad knee. Nick Foles to the rescue again. He started the first two games of the season for the Eagles, going 1-1, and then quietly handed the reins back over to Carson Wentz. Well, just like the prior season, though, Carson Wentz incurred another late-season injury, this time to his back. And just like last season, Nick Foles to the rescue. He led the Eagles to an incredible run into the NFL's playoffs. On Sunday, though, Foles came up a little bit on the short end in the second round of the playoffs as his Eagles lost a heartbreaker 20-14 to another quarterback from his high school, some guy named Drew Brees, and his New Orleans Saints. In the year 1997, Brees graduated, and in 2007, Nick Foles graduated, both from Westlake High School in Austin, Texas. After high school, Nick Foles left the warmth of Texas and decided to play college football at Michigan State. Well, after riding the bench for his first year in college, Foles went west and transferred to the University of Arizona for his final 3 years of eligibility in college. Coming into the NFL in 2012 as a third-round pick by the Philadelphia Eagles, Foles became a backup again, this time to a guy named Michael Vick. Yes, that one. In 2013, Foles was given a chance to start midway through the season due to an injury to Vick, and he made the most of it. He led the Eagles to the playoffs, losing, ironically, to Drew Brees and those same New Orleans Saints, but he was also named to the NFL's All-Pro team for his terrific season. In 2014, though, Nick Foles' magic in Philadelphia had faded a bit, and his season ended early with a collarbone injury. Foles found himself traded to the St. Louis Rams, now in Los Angeles, beginning in 2015. Though he received a very nifty 2-year contract worth over $24 million, Nick Foles' on-field performance hit rock bottom, and he was released after only one season with the Rams. In 2016, Foles signed another 1-year deal, this time with the Kansas City Chiefs. After another year on the bench behind Alex Smith, it was another one-and-done year for the journeyman quarterback. After resurrecting the Eagles in 2017 with a Super Bowl triumph and saving the team's playoff chances this year in 2018, Nick Foles and the Eagles are now at a very unusual contractual impasse. According to some reports, his current contract with the Eagles calls for the team to pay Foles $20 million next year in 2019 if they want to keep him. They could also trade him to another team, assuming another team wants to give up a draft choice or another player for Foles' expensive contract. Now, if the Eagles do elect to keep Nick Foles and pay him the $20 million next year, Foles himself has a brief window where he can decline the offer and opt out of his contract by paying the Philadelphia Eagles $2 million. By doing so, he would be declaring himself a free agent. And with a relatively thin market for prospective NFL-caliber quarterbacks coming out of college this season, Foles may have several NFL team owners who are willing to open their wallets to pay for his services. The real question, though, is whether or not Nick Foles himself is best suited as a highly paid insurance policy backup quarterback instead of an NFL starting quarterback. His career statistics indicate that Foles' performance as a reliever may be greater than his value as a starter. Foles' calming personality as a teammate and a leader in the huddle when coming off the bench are very unique traits in today's all-about-me world of the NFL. Then again, this is the same Nick Foles, who has already completed his master's degree in divinity from Liberty University. Yes, Nick Foles wants to become a pastor once his NFL career ends. So whether he remains in Philadelphia or plays for another team next season, Nick Foles seems to be very content with his role. Doesn't seem to matter to him whether he becomes an NFL starter or he remains the NFL's most valuable backup insurance policy quarterback. Well, like a good neighbor, Nick Foles will be there. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.